ஜெய் கண்ணா
Thank you.
Govindam Madhupurushantam Hanumagami Govindam Madhupurushantam Hanumagami So our program is to watch the with love and devotion and Govind, the original person. Govindam Adi Purusham. This is Krishna consciousness. We are teaching people to love Krishna. That's our program is to love, to place your love in the proper place. That is our. Everyone wants to love, but he is being frustrated on account of his love being misplaced. People do not understand. They are being taught, first of all, you love your body. Then it is extended, you love your father's mother. Then love your brother and sister. Then love your society. Love your country. Love the whole human society, humanity. But all these extended love, so-called love, will not give you success. Unless you reach to the point to love Krishna, then it is just. That's why if you throw a stone on some reservoir of water on a lake, there immediately begins the circle. The circle expands and expanding. And the circle touches the shore, it stops. Unless the circle reaches the bank of the shore of the reservoir of the water, it goes on deepening. So, we have to increase. The increase means there are two ways. If you practice, I love my society, I love my country, I love my human nation, the living entity is small. But if you directly touch Krishna, then everything is there. It is so nice. Because Krishna means all attractive, includes everything. Why everything? Because Krishna is the center. That's why in a family, if you love your father, then you love your brother, sister, the servant of your father, the home of your father, the wife of your father, maybe your mother, everyone. The central point is father. This is a good example. Similarly, if you love Krishna, then your love will be expanded everywhere. Another example, that like if you love a tree, the leaves, the flowers, the branches, the trunk, the twigs, everything, it simply pours water on the roof. your loving affair for the tree with other millions. If you love your countrymen, if you want to see that your countryman becomes educated, advanced economically and mentally, physically, then what you do? You pay tax to the God. Don't hide your income tax. You simply pay tax to the central government and it will be distributed to the education department, to the defense department, to the hygienic department, everything. Therefore, these are crude examples. But actually, if you want to love everything, then you try to love Krishna. You will not be frustrated because that is complete. When your love is complete, then you will not be frustrated. That's how you have got complete feeling. If you are satisfied with food completely, then you say, I'm satisfied. I don't want anymore. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very simple. Very simple. It is inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially, although it is very old, the basic scripture, but it's still taking from the historical point of view, this Krishna consciousness movement is, since Lord Krishna appeared on the surface of this planet 5,000 years ago, and later on, Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, he expanded that movement of Krishna consciousness. His mission, Lord Chaitanya's mission, is Aradha Bhagavan Vijayasthana. If you want to love, if you want to be subordinate, everyone is subordinate. This is false. Everyone wants to be independent. But nobody is independent. Everyone is covered. Nobody can say that I am independent. Can you say, anyone of you, that you are independent? Is there anybody?
No.
Everyone is covered. Willingly. Not by force. Everyone becomes covered. The Lord says, the boy, I want to become your servant. Willing. Similarly, what? Says your God. I want to be your servant. Why? That is my nature. I want to be servant. Because my nature is to be servant. But I do not know. I prefer. I reject this subordination, I accept another subordination. A subordination is there. It's like a worker. He works here, he finds some better wages, another place. He goes there. But that does not mean he becomes independent. He's subordinate. So, Lord Chaitanya teaches, that if you want to be subordinate, and if you want to worship somebody, who worships somebody, unless you feel somebody better than you, why can you worship? I worship my boss because I think that he's greater than me. He gives me quite a salary monthly. $600. Therefore, I must want to be. I must be. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, कलयुग का अनुभावर ने आ कृष्ण आराध्य भगवान मुझे सिखाया भगवान की वर्ष ही कृष्ण नेक्स्ट तब ग्राम वृंदावन इफ यू वांट टू वर्ष कृष्ण कृष्णा वर्ष कृष्णा और Peace, play, Vrindavan. Because everyone wants to love some place that is now nationalism. some country, somebody says, I love this American land. Somebody says, I love this Chinese land. Somebody says, I love the Russian land. So everyone wants to love some man. Bhomaijyadhi. People are naturally inclined to love some material man. Generally, when he is born, he tries to love. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that because you are inclined to love some person, you love Krishna. Because we want to love from there, to love Vrinda. Arad Bhagavan Vikasatanaya Stabhyam Vrindavan. But if someone says, how to love Krishna? I cannot see Krishna. How to love Krishna? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, रम्या काशी उपासना प्रतिबंधु वर्गोभि कल्पित इफ यू वांट टू लर्न इफ यू वांट टू नो द प्रोसेस ऑफ वर्शिपिंग कृष्णा लविंग कृष्णा जस्ट ट्राई टू फॉलो द फुटप्रिंट्स ऑफ द गोपी गोपी The gopis then love the highest perfection love. Ramna Kati Upasana. There are different kinds of love or worship in the world. So, the beginning is, O God, you are our daily bread. This is the beginning. Talk to love God, since we are instructed that we go to temple, we go to church and pray to God for your necessities, for your devices, that is the meaning. But that is not pure love. Pure love, perfection of pure love, can be found among the gods. Anything. Example. How they love Krishna? They love Krishna. Krishna went to, Krishna was a cowherd boy. With his friends, had a cowherd boy, he used to go with his cows in the pasturing ground the whole day. That was the system. Because people, at that time, were satisfied with land and cows. That is the means of solution of all economic problems. They are not industrial. They are not servants of anyone. Simply get production from the land and get meat from the cows. The whole food problem solved. So, Krishna used to go to the pasturing ground. And the gopis at home, they were girls or women. They, women or girls, were not allowed to work. That is the baby system. They should keep at home. And they should be given protection by the father, by the husband, or elder. They are not made for being out. So they get themselves at all. But Krishna was saying, my courage is actually in ground. And the gopi is at home thinking, oh, Krishna's feet, he's so soft. Now he's walking on the rough grounds. The particles of stones are sticking his soul. So he must be feeling some pain. In this way of thinking, they used to cry. Krishna is Narada. And what Krishna is feeling, they are simply thinking of that feeling. Some may feel that this is love. This is love. They are not asking Krishna, my dear Krishna, what you have brought from your passion? How is your pocket? Let me see. No. Simply thinking of Krishna, how Krishna is at fun. They used to dress themselves. Because he can go before Krishna with nice dress. He will be happy to see. Clearly, a boy or a man becomes happy to see his brother or wife nicely dressed. That is therefore it is the nature of the owner to dress nice. And according to Vedic system, a woman should dress very nicely just to satisfy her husband. That is the Vedic system. If her husband is not at home, then she should not dress nice. There are prosita, vartita. There are different dresses of women. By seeing the dress, one will understand what she is. One can understand by seeing the dress that she is unmarried girl. One can see simply by the dress that she is married wife. One can see by the dress that she is widow. One can see by the dress by that she is prostitute. So, dress is so important. So, prosita vartita. So, we are not going to discuss about the social. Now, we are discussing about Navadeva, Krishna. The gopi, Krishna and gopi, the relationship was so intimate and so analyzed that Krishna himself admitted, my dear gopi, it is not in my power to repay about your loving. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He became bankrupt. But my dear gopi, it is not possible for me to repay your debt which you have created by loving me. So that is the highest consciousness. Brahma Kasi to Pasana, are just describing the mission of God's people. He is giving us instruction, his mission, that the only lovable object is Krishna. And his man, now. And the process of loving him is a real example, the gopi. Nobody can reach. There are different stages of devotees. And gopis are supposed to be on the highest platform. And among the gopis, the supreme is Lava. Therefore nobody can surpass the Lava Lava. The Ramata Vidupasana Vajamadu Bandha Vijayasantita Srimadam Bhagavatam Mahanam Puran. Now, to learn this, all these kinds of loving God, there must be some book, some authoritative literature. Yes. ශ්‍රේෂ්ඨ මහාවංශයේ සමල භාගව ආලම්පරා සමල භාගවදා it is heartless this Christian of understanding how to love God. There is no others. From the beginning, it is teaching how to love God. Those who have studied Srimad Bhagavatam, the first verse in the first canto is Janmadasvatataha Satyam Param Dhimahi. The beginning is that I am offering my analyzed devotion unto the Supreme, from whom everything has emanated, the Master Supreme. So, it is a, you know, it is a big distinction. But, the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you want to learn how to love God or Krishna, then study Srimad Bhagavatam. And to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, the preliminary study is Bhagavad Gita. So, study Bhagavad Gita to understand the real nature or identification of God and yourself and your relationship, and then when you are little perfect, when you are prepared that yes, Krishna is the only valuable object, then next go to get Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's gone. That's like Bhagavad Gita is entrance. That's like a student, the class that school, examination. Then entrance into the college. So you pass your school examination, how to learn God, by studying Bhagavad Gita is then study Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is graduate study, and when you are still farther at home, postgraduate, then study teaching of logic. So there is no difficulty. The fact is that we have to learn how to love Krishna. The direction is there, and method is there, and we are trying to serve you as far as possible. We are sending our voice in the street and the town to invite you. And if you kindly take up this opportunity, then your life will be happy. Prema Kumar Maha. Because the human form of life is meant for developing love for God. Because in all other life, we have loved. We have loved our children, we have loved our wife, we have loved our mate in the birth life, in the beast life. There is love. There is no necessity of teaching a bird or beast how to love the children. So there is no necessity. Because there is pleasure. To love your home, to love your country, to love your husband, to love your children, to love your wife, so on. All this love, more or less, there are in the animal kingdom. But that kind of love will not give you happiness. In the process. Because this body is temporary. Therefore, all these loving affairs are also temporary. And they are not pure. They are simply a perverted reflection of the pure love that is existing between you and Krishna. So if you want really peace, if you really want and fact, if you don't want to be confused, then try to love Krishna. This is the plain program. Then your life is successful. So Krishna concept that moment is not something manufactured to mislead or bluff the people. It is a most authorized moment, really literature of the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, Purana, and many, many great saintly persons adopted this means, and to give you an example is Lord Chaitanya. We see his picture, he is a dancing mode. So, we have to learn this art. Then our life will be set. You haven't got to practice anything artificial and speculating and bother your brain and since you have the inner thing for loving us. That is instinctive, natural. Simply, we are misplacing love and therefore how we are practicing. Practice. Confused. So, if you don't want to be confused, if you don't want to be frustrated, then try to love Krishna and feel yourself how you are making progress in peacefulness, in happiness, in everything that you want. Thank you. Any question?
Is it always for us to read the Srimad Bhagavatam after we receive your Bhagavad Gita when it comes out? Or should we just completely devote all our time to studying the Bhagavad Gita as it is? And then we start to progress from there. Or should we continue our study of the Srimad Bhagavatam?
No, you should read Bhagavad Gita as it is. And this is only a preliminary devotion in a spiritual platform. Everything is absolute. If you read Bhagavad Gita, you will find the same proposition as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not that because you are studying Srimad Bhagavatam that you haven't got to study Bhagavad Gita. It is not like that. You read these literatures and chant Hare Krishna, all of the youth and generation, and be happy. Our program is very happy for us. We chant, we dance, we eat Krishna prasadam, we paint nice pictures of Krishna, and see them nice to each other, and we eat blood of him. So, what do you want for?
How and why did we lose awareness of our true love for Krishna in the beginning?
How and why did we lose our love for Krishna in the beginning?
No, not the love, just the awareness of the love. Our true love
for Krishna. Awareness is there. You love somebody. But you are meant to love Krishna that you have forgotten. So, forgetfulness He's also our nature. Sometimes he comes in. And especially because we are very small, minute. Therefore, even I cannot remember exactly what I was doing last night and this time. So forgetfulness is not unnatural for us. But again, if somebody revives our memory, to accept that, that is also not unnatural. So our loving object is Krishna. Somehow or other, we have forgotten. Don't trace the history when we forgot. That is useless. But we have forgotten. That is a fact. Now we write. Here is reminder. So take over. Don't try to see why you have forgotten what was the date of my forgetfulness. If you do know, what is the use? You have forgotten. That's why if you go to a physician, he never asked you how you got this disease, what is the history of disease, at what day, at what time, in fact, no. He simply gives your pulse and sees that you have got the disease and gives you the medicine. Similarly, we are suffering. That is a fact. Nobody can deny. While you are suffering, what is that English? Yes. Now you revive your memory about Krishna.
You will come back.
Yes. Very simple. Now don't try to find out the history of any karma. You have karma. That is it. Because you are suffering. Now, here is an opportunity. Krishna consciousness. Revive your memory. Your love for Krishna. Simple thing. Chant Hare Krishna, dance and take Krishna to house. And if you are not educated, you are illiterate here. Yes, you have got natural gift here. You have got natural tongue. So you can chant Hare Krishna and you can hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam from persons who are in the knowledge. So there is no impediment. No impediment. It does not require any pre-qualification. Simply you have to use whatever aspect you have got. That's it. You must aid that. Yes, I shall take it. That depends on you. Because you are independent. If you literally know, I shall take the Krishna. Nobody can do it. But if you agree, yeah. Very thick.
Maybe you already answered this. I'm not sure I didn't hear, but I have always been taught since I was a little kid to love God. And then I will love everything. Is God Krishna?
Yes. Do you have heard any other thought? Any other thought than Krishna?
What was the question again?
He said,
no.
Let's try to understand what is God.
I didn't know that God is Krishna.
No. Everything has got definition. It's like if I say this is watch. So it has a definition. What means it is now, and there is a white dial, there are two hands, there are so many figures, it is in time, like that. I can give you some description. But anything, whatever you see or experience, or try to understand, there must be some definition. So, when you speak of God, do you know what is the definition of God?
Yes, I
La is not definition. La is the action. Yes, love. I love God. Love is my activity. Yeah. But that must be some definition of God. That also you know, you will not forget. Now, in one word you say, God is great. So how do you test one's greatness? Next point. If you say that this man is very great, now there must be an understanding how you estimate that he is great. These are different stages of understanding. So how do you understand that God is great? What is your calculation? That from on this point, God. Just like in your Bible, it says, God says, let there be peace. And there was peace. Is it not statement? So here is greatness. He simply says, let there be creation and there was peace. Can you do that? Suppose you are a very nice carpenter. Can you say, let there be a chair and at once there be a chair? Is it possible? Suppose you are a manufacturer of this watch. Can you say that I say, let there be a watch and there be a chair? That is not possible. Therefore God's pain is satya sankalpa. Satya sankalpa. Satya sankalpa means whatever he thinks immediately. Not only God, but those who have attained yogic perfection, they cannot desire like God, but almost a wonderful thing. A yogi, if he has got perfection, if he desires something, that has one thing immediately. This is called satya-sam. In this way, there are many examples. That is greatness. What I respect, the modern scientists, they are trying to fly some space machine in a good speed so that they can go to the moon planet. So many scientists from America, Russia, and other countries are trying. But they cannot. Sputnik is coming back. But just see God's power. Millions of planets are floating just like Schwab. This is it. So any nonsense if you say that I am God, he will accept. God is there. You cannot compare yourself with God. There is no comparison. That the Western army is going up. Everyone is God. I am God. You are God. Then he is God. He saw the power of God. Then he said, what is God? Then he died. What power is God? The power is dependent. The power is great, and we are dependent on God. Therefore, natural conclusion is that we have to serve God. This is the whole part. Serving means with love. Unless, now just like these boys, my disciples, they are serving me. Whatever I say, the Indian thing, education. Why? I'm an Indian. I am a foreigner. 2 or 3 years ago, I have not known to them. Not they have known to me. Why they are doing that? Because it is love. The same thing means developing love. unless you develop your love for God in anywhere, wherever you give some service, it is based on love, just like mother giving service to me. Helpless people die. Why? Love. So similarly, our life will be perfect when our love is perfect with the perfect supreme personality of God. Then it is perfect. We are loving. This is Krishna. In relationship with Krishna. Just like I am loving my disciples, are loving me. Wow, what is the medium? Krishna. Yes.
Is Rama synonymous with Jesus?
Rama. Is Rama synonymous, the same as Jesus?
Synonymous, not exactly synonymous, but identical. Synonymous cannot be said. Identical.
Oh, I get it.
Yes. In the absolute platform, everything is identical. Huh. In the relative world also, that's like anything you get, it is material. The material identity. Similarly, in the spiritual world, everything is spiritual. So, in the spiritual world, God, and God is God's son, or God's friend, or God's lover, everyone, is the, in the same platform, spiritual, therefore they are identical.
Does Rama refer to Jesus?
Oh, I'm not sure.
And Christ, who was born in Europe, different
men, but still the same. Yes. The son is only born in India, born in Europe, born in America. Does it mean that he's Indian or American or Chinese?
No. Yes.
Therefore, it is like that. When this is our leader, knowledge. We have been told that, like, God is great, that's like the sun is great. Therefore, even the sun is seen in India, or in America, or China, or anywhere, any part of the world, any part of the universe, the sun is one. Nobody can say, why it is American sun, it is Indian sun. So, either Jesus Christ or Rama or Krishna, whoever comes from the kingdom of God, they are the same, very different. But the difference is, just like in your country, temperature of sun is less. And in the tropical country, the temperature of the sun is very less. Does it mean the sun's temperature is changed? It is according to the reception. The atmosphere of this country is so fragile that you cannot receive the sunshine properly. But the sunshine distributes its shine everywhere. Similarly, according to the country, according to the circumstances, according to the planet, God is manifested different, but He is not different. You are wrapping your body with some winter clothes, same time, cities of India, they are running fast. Why the temperature is different? Therefore, whatever Lord Jesus Christ says, or whatever Krishna says, or Rama says, that is same grounds of the place, the stance of the circumstances, atmosphere, person, hearer, there is different. One thing which I try to continue to try, it's not possible to speak the same thing to his heart. The child cannot understand what it takes now. But a young man can understand. The same child, when he is grown up, he knows. So we do not think that everyone can understand everything. So Bible is spoken under certain circumstances, Bhagavad Gita is spoken under certain circumstances. It is the difference of the circumstances. Otherwise, the principle is the same. In the Bible also it is said, love God, and Bhagavad Gita also says, love God. There is no difference.
But what is the nature of anger? How is anger?
No. Anger means lust. When you are lusty, and your lust is not complete, you become angry. There is another feature of the lust. Kama is a crudest. Rajaguna samudra. When you are too much interest with the modes of passion, you become lusty. And when your lust is not complete, then you are angry. Next phase. And let's say if there is bewilderment, and then let's say pranashati, then you are lost. Therefore, one has to control this lust and anger. This controlling means you have to put yourself in the modes of goodness, not in the modes of passion. There are three modes of material nature. Modes of ignorance, modes of pattern, and modes of goodness. Therefore, if anyone wants to know the hands of God, then he has to keep himself on the modes of goodness. Otherwise he cannot. Therefore we are teaching our students that you don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do this. Because he has to keep his son on the modes of goodness, otherwise he will not be able to understand. Krishna consciousness cannot be understood on the platform of ignorance and facts. The whole world is under the influence of ignorance and facts. But this method is so simple that if you simply follow the four principles of the station and chant Hare Krishna, you are immediately bypassing all the modes of materiality. So the anger is on the platform of passion. Yes?
Could you explain subordination again?
Explain subordination again.
Subordination. That it is simple. You are subordinate. You don't understand what is subordination? Is it very difficult? Are you not subordinate to somebody?
You
must. Everyone must be subordinate and subordinate.
Spiritual
sense,
though, I don't feel the word.
First of all, you understand what is spiritual life, then. In the spiritual sense, also, you are subordinate. Because you are made and subordinate. Spiritual, what do you mean by spiritual and material?
Well, like, my body is in a particular place, you know, if I have a job, then I'm subordinate to my boss. But the real, my whole being, my real being, my inner being doesn't, I don't think that I am subordinate to my boss. I think that we would be more or less equal.
This consciousness is very nice. That you are feeling dissatisfaction being subordinate to your boss. Is that not?
That's not right.
Yeah.
I don't especially.
Anyone?
I don't think that, well, speaking about the specific incident, it isn't necessarily true that I wouldn't want, or that I wouldn't feel jealous of this guy because he's over. But I just feel that as beings, we are more or less all equal. Kind of a philosophy that I have. I don't feel that I have to bow down to anybody. I don't feel that anybody should bow down to me.
Why? You do not bow down. Why?
Because I don't feel that I owe him anything or he owes me.
So that is the disease. We are forced to bow down. And we think that I don't like to bow down. This is the disease.
He didn't force me to bow down.
Yes.
He hasn't forced me to do anything. I'm just kind of there.
No. That's the fact on the stand. It is a very nice question. You say that I do not want to bow. Is it not? Yes, why?
Because I don't feel like I'm inferior to a...
That is the disease. You have diagnosed your own disease. That is the disease of materialism. Everyone is thinking that I want to be master. I don't wish to bow down myself. Everyone is thinking, not only you. Just like, let me finish this. This is the disease, materialism. That's what I have. It is not your disease, my disease. Everyone's disease is this. Why shall I bow? Why shall I become coward? But nature is forcing me to become coward. Now, who wants to meet death? Why people are dying? Can you answer this?
Why
are people dying? Yes. Nobody wants to die.
I thought it was...
Just a second.
Biological.
Who is here? That big biological force. You are subordinate to violence. Yes. Then why do you say that you are indigenous?
Well, I feel I'm...
You are feeling lonely. That is my fault. That is your disease.
I'm feeling
lonely. Yes. Wrongly. Yes, you are subordinate. You must have to bow down. When death is there, you cannot say, I don't obey. Therefore, you are subordinate.
I am subordinate to God, yes.
No, don't forget God. Okay. That's now we are speaking common sense.
Krishna.
No, don't speak of Krishna. That is a spiral. You just try to understand that you do not want to die. Why you are forced to death? Yes, because you are covered.
Oh, yes.
Then you understand your position, that you are covered. You cannot declare that I am free, I am not covered. You tell me things that I don't please to be covered and I don't please to bow down. I'm begging your disease. The pastor is trying to understand your disease. Then we can diagnose your medicine.
I'm feeling wrong.
Yes.
But who do I, or what exactly do I bow down to? I mean,
you are bowing down to everyone. You are bowing down to death. You are bowing down to disease. You are bowing down to old age. You are bowing down to so many things. Your thoughts. And still you are thinking that I cannot bow. I don't die. Because you are saying I don't die, that's what is in thoughts. You have to bow down. Why you forget your position? That is all. Therefore, the next prophecy is that I am being forced to bow down. Now you have to find out where I shall be happy even by bowing down. That is it. Your bowing down will not be stopped because you are meant for that. But if you bow down to Krishna's representative, you become that. You have to bow. If you don't bow down to Krishna's representative, then you will be forced to bow down something else, Maya. That is your position. You cannot be free at any moment. But you will see just like a guy is 24 hours bowing down to his parents. He has. He got it. Maya said, my daughter, guy, please come down, sit down. Yeah? Yes. He does. This is the nature. Simply you have to seek out and you have to bow down. That is Krishna. You cannot stop your bowing down. But you have to see where you have to bow. That's it. If you artificially think that I'm not going to bow down to anyone, I mean even that, then you suffer. Simply you have to seek out the proper place where you have to go. Yes. Glory to the heavenly Lord. Glory to the heavenly Lord. Glory.